what were those Hamming codes? Well, those Hamming gave only actually the binary codes, and the parameters of the binary Hamming codes are that for any integer m at least 2, you have a code whose length is 2 to the m minus 1, whose number of information symbols, well, I'm going to write it, well, I'll write it, the number of information symbols is n minus m, and whose minimum distance is 3. They're also perfect codes. The spheres of Hamming radius 1 about all the code words are close packed. For example, if m is 4 here, you've got the 15-11 distance 3 code. If m is 2, you got the trivial 3-1 code. If m is 3, you've got the 7-4 code that Shannon mentions in his paper. Well, this was in the early days. These are interesting codes, but they weren't really long enough to take advantage of the noisy coding theorem. Moreover, if you look at the Hamming codes, see, the rate of the Hamming code is the rate is defined for codes as the dimensionless rate as k over n. And you see here that you've got k is n minus this m. Well, let's write it as 2 to the m minus 1. 2 to the m minus 1 minus m over 2 to the m minus 1. So the rate goes to 1 as m. As the codes start getting longer and longer, the rate goes to 1, which is fine for some purposes, but it's not good if you're trying to get approach capacity on a channel whose capacity is somewhere like a half bit per use of the channel.